This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. As the House and Senate try to hammer together a final healthcare bill, we are hearing that there has been a deal, apparently, in terms of the so-called Cadillac plans, and one that is very beneficial to members of organized labor. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
So, always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
A recap briefly for our listeners what the differences were between the two bills on how to tax Cadillac health plans. These are the most elaborate plans out there between the House and Senate. What were the differences going on?
Well, actually, the House did not have any taxes on high-cost health plans. And in fact, about 190 members of Congress have signed a letter saying they don't believe health insurance should be taxed. And, you know, this is a health insurance tax on health insurers. If they sell a plan that costs now in the latest version more than about $24,000 a year for a family or about $9,000 a year for individuals, then anything above that is subject to a 40% tax. So it really hits people with very generous health insurance plans. But those who were the most vocal in opposing it have been labor unions, which is why the House didn't put it in its bill. But they need the money if they're going to pay for this now $2.5 trillion health care bill over the first 10 years of implementation. And so they've got to find money to pay for it. So they want to tax health insurance, even though the president strongly opposed that during his campaign and hammered John McCain just incessantly on this issue. Now they want to do it. And they've been in marathon meetings at the White House until 1:30 this morning talking about how they're going to hammer a deal. And the deal is, okay, we'll do the tax, but we'll exempt labor unions.
Well, Grace Marie, how does this affect the typical healthcare consumer then? Because under this bill, we all have to have it, and we all have to have the plan that the government wants us to have, which is probably going to have quite a few bells and whistles. So while they talk about soaking the very rich, who's really going to end up with the tab here?
Well, and that's really a good point, because initially they're saying that, you know, only a few people are going to be subject to the tax, and certainly you're not going to if you work for a labor, if you're you've got a deal through a labor union. But others are going to be eventually very quickly get into this level, and it's required because the federal government is going to require people to have health insurance that is much more generous than many of them can afford now. And so they're going to get kicked into these higher categories of the health insurance that's required by the federal government, and now the government's going to not only require them to do it, but to pay a tax on this expensive health insurance. So it is just, it's how many ways we can think of to hit the American consumer. Good gracious, this is just one more, and it's really going to be inescapable. More and more people are going to be exposed to this tax as inflation catches up and as health insurance gets more and more expensive.
And Grace Marie, so what was the Senate version, and do you think that this is an issue that could lead to an impasse on the final vote, or is it more likely that the fact that it's has been announced means it's got the support?
Well, the people who were most opposed to this tax on health plans were labor unions, and they've now said, we're fine because we're exempt until 2018, so we're not going to oppose this. So if, you know, they're only looking for Democratic votes to pass this anyway, and if the members who have opposed this because they were worried that the labor unions were going to be upset, and now the labor unions are saying, no, we're fine with it because they've exempted us, then I think it's going to go through. Other people, I mean, it would be really interesting to see what people in other states that don't have a heavily unionized workforce, like, just to take a random example, Nebraska, where Senator Ben Nelson has voted for this legislation, and his work, the people in his state are much less unionized, but they may also have expensive health insurance. Well, they're not exempt from this tax, but workers in, let's say, Pennsylvania will be. I mean, the inequities of it are absolutely shocking.
So, Grace Marie, maybe there isn't going to be much of a PR campaign since we're so close to the potential finish line here, but how does that stand up, either legally or just from one state to another?
Well, I think that's another example that the attorneys generals are going to challenge with this legislation, because, you know, the first thing we saw was states being treated differently because the federal government was going to take up more, pay more of their Medicaid expenditures. Now we have people being treated differently simply based upon where they work. If they work for a unionized, a company that's unionized, then their health benefits won't be taxed. And if they work next door, maybe get exactly the same pay, but it's not unionized, then their benefits will be taxed above this high level. So the inequities, I would think that this is clearly going to be challenged in court.
And Grace Marie, the plan I would imagine is that come 2018, that exemption just gets extended?
I'm sure that's right. And it may need to be extended for everybody because so many more people are going to be exposed to this tax. And that's exactly what's going to happen with this bill. It is the opening of the greatest game of political power plays that you will ever see. Everybody is going to be lining up behind their senator and congressman's doors saying, please exempt me from this new tax, from this new regulation, from this new mandate, from this new penalty. And, oh, by the way, I'd really like to attend your next fundraiser. Here's some cash. I mean, the blatant raw politics of this is just disgusting.
Grace Marie, yet another wrinkle that I think a lot of Americans will find very distasteful. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the most respected healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.